Some of America's public school districts are taking a very different approach to discipline. Certain minority communities especially want to reduce unusually high rates of expulsion and suspension. Some districts are trying to resolve conflicts through talking in a process called restorative justice. NPR's Eric Westerveld has the first of two reports.
One by one, in a room just off the gym floor at Edna Brewer Middle School in Oakland, California, seventh graders go on the interview hot seat.
What is the biggest challenge for middle school girls?
Just drama, I guess. Just like friendships and gossip and rumors.
80 students have applied to be peer leaders in the school's new restorative justice program. But there are only about 30 openings, so before they become part of the school's frontline help in de-escalating fights and conflicts, they get a bit of a grilling by the program's director, Kyle McClurkins.
What has changed about you from sixth grade up until now? How do you feel you've changed?
The fact that students are taking the lead, that so many want to be part of this alternative discipline program, shows it's starting to take root.
Instead of throwing a punch, they're asking for the circle, and they're backing off, and they're asking to mediate it peacefully with words, aside from just getting into it. Come on, bro, let's do this. And that's a great thing.
Tabiti Gibson is the school's restorative justice co-director. Last school year, the program's first, he says kids just weren't ready to call for a circle to talk things out. This year, he says, it's different.
Come up to me, Mr. Gibson. I'm having trouble with so-and-so, so I need to circle up with her. I need to circle up with him. Last year wasn't the same. Last year there was a lot of different conflict going on, a lot of different fights.
Edna Brewer Middle School tried to start this talking circle approach a few years ago, but problems with teacher buy-in, training, and turnover killed it before it got off the ground. And it's still a big work in progress.
I believe our staff is struggling with restorative justice because I think at times teachers might feel that a consequence didn't come down on a student when it should have.
That's Principal Sam Passero. He says they're trying to work with the handful of teachers who've yet to embrace the approach, those who say it's my job to teach academics, not lead kumbaya talking circles when kids misbehave.
Some of the feedback we've gotten is, I don't know how to teach circle. I don't know how to have kind of deep conversations about my feelings and emotions with students. And I think that's a really, I guess, valid pushback that we would get from teachers who are credentialed to teach a subject and not kind of lead. And it's not group therapy. It's community building.
But some critics say it's pretty close to group therapy. And some kids might think they can rig the system and get away with behaving badly if they talk about their feelings. Still, students here say the harm circle talks do come with consequences. That's the restorative part, including school community service, apologies, public acknowledgement of their bad behavior, and more.
It makes it so they're, like, not as judgmental.
At lunchtime, I asked students, including 13-year-old Quico Power and 12-year-old Ava Jones, if they'd seen any difference this year in terms of school culture, discipline, and community. Both say the program has helped classmates trust each other more, and that there are fewer hurtful rumors, gossip, and fights.
It seems easier now to, like, make friends with people because, like, people are less angry and defensive. Yeah, it's just way easier.
There was, like, a lot of fights. It was, like, every other week there was a fight. And now it's, like, a fight once per year.
Well, not quite. About a half hour later, I hear yelling. In the gym, pushing and verbal sparring has descended into a full-blown fist-flying fight between a seventh-grade boy and an eighth-grade girl.
Hold it back, coach. Rodney, come here.
The program's director, Kyle McClurkins, has pinned the boy to the gym floor. After the students are pulled apart and people calm down, a harm circle is planned with parents, teachers, and the two kids who were fighting. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.